Zakh Dehelege Mishnah Vayte Masechtes Hayriyas Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalid. We defined already what a Nasi is. Now we have to define what a Kohen Mashiach is. Frekt de Mishnah Ve'ezehu HaMashiach. Who is this Kohen Mashiach that we've been talking about all along? And for the Mishnah HaMashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. It's a Kohen Gadol who was appointed to his position by being anointed with the special oil. But loy hamerubah bebegadim. We are not referring to a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol just by putting on the extra begadim of the Kohen Gadol. When the Yidden were Zaycha, the Kohen Gadol was anointed with a special Shemen HaMishcha that was prepared by Moshe Rabbeinu. Toward the end of Bayis Rishon, the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden. Because the Shemiz Bechum Mashiach will come, we'll have it again. But how did a Kohen Gadol become Kohen Gadol afterwards? And the answer is he put on the extra four begadim. A Kohen Hedyot has four, a Kohen Gadol has eight begadim. However, the special halacha that he has a different kind of a chatas refers only to a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. So once again, Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet Ve'ezu HaMashiach HaMishuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, one who was anointed with the special Shemen HaMishcha. Loi HaMerubah B'Begadim. We are not referring to Kehanim Gedolim that became Kehanim Gedolim just by saying, okay, you're the Kohen Gadol. And therefore he puts on more Begadim. A quick reminder, perhaps, from what you learned in Parshas Tetzava. The regular Kohen has the Kesinus, the shirt, the Mechnasayim, the Avnet, the belt, and the Mikbas, the turban. Now the Kohen Gadol wore the Kesinus, the Mechnasayim, and the Avnet. But the Mikbas changed. The mikbas of the regular Kohen, of the Kohen Hedyot, was pointed on top. But the hat of the Kohen Gadol, the turban of the Kohen Gadol, was round and it was called a mitznefes. So the four additional begadim of the Kohen Gadol was the me'il, the mantle, the ephod, the apron, the choshen that he wore on his chest, and the tzitz, that was a head plate. And that was worn on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, and that's what our Mishnah means. He put on the extra begadim, but he never had the Shemen HaMishcha. That was from a certain point and on, again, towards the end of Bayis Rishon. Zakh the Mishnah weiter. Ein ben Kohen HaMishuach b'Shemen HaMishcha. There's no nafgamina, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, l'merubah b'begadim, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol who just put on the extra begadim, el par haba al kol ha-mitzvois, except for this par, this bull, that is brought for being over any of the mitzvahs. Meaning any of the mitzvahs that b'mezid would be karis. That special par is only for a kohen that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. But in regard to other halachas, both kohanim gedolim have the same halachas. Weiter says the Mishnah, V'ein ben kohen mishamish l'kohen she'avar. V'ein ben, there's no difference between kohen mishamish, a kohen currently serving as kohen gadol, as opposed to L'Kayin Sha'avar, a Kayin that was a Kayin Gadol, but is not a Kayin Gadol now, Elapar Yom Kippurim, except for the bull that's brought by the Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kayin Gadol brings a par as a Karbon Chatas for a Kapara, for his Chatoim and that of his family, the other Kayhanim. You can only bring this once, and it's brought by the serving Kayin Gadol, not the retired one. And the Asiris Ha'efa. This was a carbon mincha that was brought every single day by the Kohen Gadol. It's called Minchas Chavitin. They would take flour, shape it into 12 loaves. Half was brought by the Kohen Gadol in the morning, and the other half in the afternoon. This carbon also can be brought only once each time, and the serving Kohen Gadol gets to do it, not the retired Kohen Gadol. Now the Mishnah is going to give us a list of seven things that the current Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol, the Kohen She'avar, have the same halachis. Zeh v'zeh, both the Kohen that is serving now as well as the Kohen She'avar, Shavin, are the same with the following. Number one, B'Avoidas Yoim HaKippurim. Both are kosher to do the Avoida. Number two, Mitzuvin al Apsula. They have to marry Dafka Apsula, a girl that was never married and never lived with a man. The third thing that the current Kohen Gadol as well as the past one have in common is the Asurin Alu Almona. Both are asur to marry a widow. Now remember, even a regular Kohen can't marry a Grusha, a woman that was divorced. But a regular kohen can marry a woman who is an almana, who lost her husband. The kohen gadol cannot, and this applies to both types of kohanim gedolim. And now the fourth halacha that they have in common. The einon metam and bikrei ve'en, both types of kohanim gedolim, cannot be metam even to their relatives. Again, even a regular kohen can't be metame to a mace, but for a regular kohen, he can be metame himself to the seven relatives. Father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and wife. The kohen gadol cannot, and this halacha applies to both, this iser to be metame to kreivim applies to both kohanim gedolim. The fifth thing that applies to both, v'loy pyrin, it's also for them to let their hair grow. They have to cut their every year of Shabbos. Number six, v'loy farmin, it's also for them to rip their clothes a la mace, the rice kriya. The next Mishnah will explain that a little bit more. And finally, the seventh halacha is, the seventh thing that they have in common, the past kohen and the current kohen, is umachzirin es haretzech. Person who killed someone else b'shoigeg, he goes into galus to one of the Ari Miklat. After the kohen gadol passes away, he can return to his house. Now, if any one of them passed away, either the current serving kohen gadol, or even a kohen gadol that was once a kohen gadol, the person who killed someone b'shoigeg returns to his house. Okay, so in our Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad, we learned that Mashiach, when we were saying Mashiach all along, that means a kohen that was anointed with the Shem and a Mishcha, not someone who just became a kohen gadol by putting on the extra begadim. The only chilek between the two, al pi halacha, is in regard to the par haba al kala mitzvahs, that's the par kohen Mashiach. Only the kohen that was anointed with the oil, with the Shem and a Mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, he brings this special par. Then the Mishnah gave us two halachas, that a current serving kohen gadol and a retired kohen gadol are different. The par Yom Kippurim that the kohen gadol brings, which is a kapara for himself and his family, meaning kohanim, you only bring one, and that's brought by the current kohen gadol. And the asiras ho'efer, that's the minchas chavitin, that special carbon mincha that has an asiras eifa of soiless. An eifa is three soim. Perhaps you remember that from previous Mishnayos. Half is brought in the morning, half is brought in the afternoon. Only the current serving kohen gadol brings this. And then the Mishnah told us seven halachas that the past kohen and the current kohen gadol have alike, that they're the same. Both can do the Avodah Yom Kippur. Both are commanded only to marry a psula. Both are asur not only to a grusha, which a regular kohen is, but to an almana as well, a widow as well. The fourth is both cannot be metama even to their close relatives. The fifth halacha is they can't allow their hair to grow. Every Erev Shabbos, they cut it off. The sixth halacha is they can't rip their clothes. And the seventh halacha is with the passing of any one of them, the person who killed someone b'shoigeg and is in the Ari Miklat returns home.